I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Turkey has long denied the mass killing of Armenians in World War I was genocide. The U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee on Wednesday called it just that. Christians may get the brunt of the backlash, according to Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
Potentially, one of the ways you could strike back is to strike back against Christians, because this could be perceived as Christians ganging up on Turkish Muslims. And that sort of makes a potential target out of the Christians who are in Turkey.
Regardless of what happens to the resolution, Nettleton says Turkish Christians will maintain their witness. Next, Every Orphan's Hope's Gary Schneider says they're building special homes in Lukasa, Zambia, because orphanages aren't acceptable in the culture. The homes house 8 AIDS orphans and a widow. The local church came alongside to be the hands and feet of Christ, but what difference does one home make against millions of orphans? An eternal one, says Schneider.
We take one child at a time and make sure that they know Christ and that they know that He has a plan for their future. And the task is daunting, it's big, but as they say in Africa, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's exactly the approach we're taking with the orphans.
And AMG International is working with a team in Uganda to provide a place to keep hope alive for a group of AIDS orphans. Camp El Har, about an hour's drive from Kampala, is a work in progress. The children are loved and taught about the love of Christ there. There are 18 children living at the facility, but the plan calls for as many as 80 resident children when everything's finished. This month, AMG is trying to help raise $25,000 to complete the facilities and staff them. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.